find me on iTunes, and you can look me up under the podcast under Urban Roo, Mind, Body, and Soul. So let's go ahead and get started with our yoga workout routine. So resting flat onto the ground, nice comfortable position as you're flat on your back, shoulders are back and down, your knees are bent, plant your feet onto the ground. Just breathing in through the nose and out through your nose, okay? So now as we're here, we're going to go ahead and bring our right leg into our chest. Then let's bring the left leg into our chest. Hug it in tight with those knees into the body. Inhaling through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Try and visualize your favorite place that you would like to be. Now, as you keep those legs in, let's bring the shoulders and our head up toward our knees. Try to keep your toes in, flexed in toward those knees. Breathing in and out. Just feel your body relax and everything let go. Okay, so now rest your shoulders and your head onto the ground. Let's go ahead and begin to place the left foot onto the ground. Okay, let's go ahead and bring our right leg into the chest and keep it there. Left arm next to you. Right hand holding your leg into the body or onto your knee with that right hand. And let's move the leg in big circles round and round. So we're going for 10 circles. Big circles. There's two. There's three. Four. Just going on your own. I'll let you know when we reach 10. Relaxing with your breath. Feel how that move, that leg moves in your hip, helping to loosen up that hip area. And okay, now let's go ahead and change direction with that leg. Round and round, bringing it in and then away. Just feel your body relax and feel everything let go. Okay, now you're going to slow the movement down with that leg and keep it in your chest. Now place your hands behind your right knee and lift that leg high. Try to lift through your heel and bring your toes toward your kneecap. But keep your leg straight. You want to make sure that it doesn't stay bent. You want your hands behind your knee. And if you have to take your leg out lower, as you can keep it straighter, bring it back with each exhale. So this just depends on your flexibility. You might feel a big pull in the back of that leg, which is your hamstring muscle. But with each inhale, you exhale, bring it back just a little bit further. Now, as we're doing this, let's move our foot in circles, round and round. Okay, 10 circles with that foot. 9, 10, and change the direction with your foot. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in and out. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great job. Now you're going to bring your leg in your chest so that knee comes in close to the shoulder. Now go ahead and place that foot onto the ground next to the other. As you relax with your arms next to your torso with the palms up, take notice in how your body feels. Do you feel a slight change in your hips? How right side may feel a little more warmed up than the other? Okay, so we're going to even this out by doing the other leg. Let's first bring our left leg into the body. Each inhale, you're going to exhale, bring it in closer. Keep flexing that foot so the toes are toward your knee. Great. Okay, so now what we're going to do is circle this leg, right arm just resting next to us. Okay, so now let's hold this leg with our left hand and let's move this left leg in big circles for 10 revolutions. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Great. Now let's change the direction with that leg and go the other way. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Fantastic. Let's place our hands behind that left leg and lift it up high. Keep it as straight as we can, and with each exhale, we bring it back just a little bit more. Okay, now with that foot, let's move it in circles, round and round. 1, 2, relaxing with each breath. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now let's change the direction of the foot. We go the other way. 1. Great job. Keep it going. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well done. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and place that foot onto the ground next to our right. Alright, so now what we're going to do is bring our right leg into the chest, and that knee's in close to the body. Now lift your left leg up and flex that foot and keep it straight and lower it out to about 45 degree angle. No lower than that, but that leg remains straight. Now what you can do is keep your shoulders and your head down if you're okay there. If you want a little more of a challenge, bring your shoulders and your head up evenly, but you're still looking up. And you're bringing your right leg into your body, keeping your abdominals contracted. Great. Now, lower your shoulders, your head, bend at that left leg, place your foot onto the ground first, then place your right foot onto the ground after, as your arms are next to your torso. Nice job. Now we're going to mirror the image into the other leg. So let's first bring our left leg in, keep that foot flexed. Okay, now let's go ahead and take that right leg up, keep it straight, flex the foot. Now lower it down to about 45 degree angle. Keep that low back pressed into the mat. That's very important. Navel into the spine as we inhale. Exhale, we lift up with our shoulders and our head, but we're looking up. Now you're welcome to keep your shoulders and your head resting. That's totally fine. This just gives you a little bit more ab workout. Continuing to breathe. Okay, now lower your shoulders and your head, place your left foot onto the ground, bring your right leg in, place that foot onto the ground. Okay, so these are very simple, effective exercises that will help loosen up your body, help you with your flexibility, and still strengthen your core muscle. Okay, so now let's go ahead and do another. It's going to bridge. This is a great one for opening up the hips and getting a stretch in through the abdominals. As your arms are next to you as you inhale, we're going to exhale, peel the hips up off the mat, hips are up high. Now what you're trying to do here is have your hips up in line with your knees to your shoulders. Pressing into the ground with your feet, as you put your hands there, you should be able to feel the back of your heels if you can. Okay. Now if you need to, be at a supported bridge, put your hands right at your butt to keep your hips up high. Breathe. As you inhale, belly rises. As you exhale, feel the belly fall. If you would like to interlace your fingers, you're welcome to by bringing the arm and shoulder under and the other arm and shoulder under. Press into the ground with your arms as you relax with your breath. Nice inhales and exhales. Okay, now we're going to release our hands, take the arms and shoulders out from under us, and we're going to lower one vertebrae at a time, tucking the hips under so your hips are going to be the last touch. Nice job. So here's what we're going to do next. We're going to bring our right leg in again. Now we're going to cross that foot over our thigh. Let's just push that leg forward with our hand. So now we're just opening up the hip and getting a good stretch into that outside of your right hip, but also stretching out the inner right thigh. Okay, so now if you'd like to take it a step further, let's slide the right hand through the leg and place both hands now behind your left knee. You're going to bring this in, You can lift your leg up if you like. Little leg adjustment. Okay, so now keep that leg up. Keep your foot flexed. Keep pressing your right leg forward with your arm as you breathe in and out. Now, releasing our hands, let's place that left foot onto the ground. Cross that right leg farther to your left side. As if you're a lady would be sitting in a chair, right? We're going to bring both legs to the left side. So, put your left hand to the outside of your right knee. So next, we're going to reach our right arm out to the side. So it's reaching out above our head. We're looking at it as it's out to the side or onto about a 45-degree angle. Keep that right shoulder down as we inhale. We're going to exhale and roll onto that left side, bringing that knee down with the hand. Good. Trying to rest your left foot on the ground and your right foot. Left leg is still bent, but use your right leg to help go over to that left side. So the left leg is kind of guiding that over. You're looking at that right hand. Feel a stretch in your chest. Feel a nice stretch in your low back as well. Each exhale, go a little deeper into your pose. Continue to breathe in and out. Now we're going to bring our right arm back. As we inhale, we bring that, those legs up. And let's place the right foot down next to the left and the right arm back next to us with both hands next to the hips. Okay, so now we're going to mirror the image. So we're going to bring the left leg into the body. We're going to cross that foot over our right leg. And we're going to push this forward with our left hand. Feel how that stretches out through the hip. Feel how that stretches the inside of your left leg. Okay, so you're welcome to stay there. If you'd like to take it a step further, let's do so by sliding the left hand through the leg. Both hands are placed behind our right knee as that comes into our chest. Right leg could be bent or lifted, and then use your left arm to move that leg forward. Good. Relaxing with each inhale and exhale. Try to keep lifting through your right heel. Flex that right foot. Breathe. Okay, now we're going to release our hands and put that right foot onto the ground. Let's take our left leg farther to that right side. Now we're going to move to that right side with our torso. So as we inhale, let's exhale, roll onto that hip. And just give a little adjustment to the mic. Okay, and now we'll bring that hand outside the knee. Right hand is outside your left knee, left arm out to the side as we inhale. Exhale, roll onto that right side, looking over at that left hand as it reaches out to the side. Breathing in, hand out. With each exhale, let the legs go farther to the right side. Feel it stretching your low back on the left side. And your chest on your left side. You're doing wonderful. Just relax with each breath. Take your mind away from the daily activities. Taking this time you have for yourself. Okay, we're going to inhale, bring our legs up. Place that left foot down. Bring our left arm back. Arms back next to our hips. Okay, so we're going to bring our legs into our chest. Move them in circles. Let's go five circles one direction. So here's one circle, two, three, four, and five. Now let's change the direction, go the other way. Here's a one, two, three, four, five. Nicely done. Now what we're going to do is start to roll like a ball and come up to a seated position. But first we're going to put our hands behind our knees, rounding our back as best we can. So what we're going to do next is kick our legs up to the back of the room and kick down with power to come up. Okay, now we're going to do it with the breath. We round our back and we exhale, go back, kick our legs back overhead and kick down as we inhale to come up. Okay, let's do that again. Exhale, we kick back, overhead, kick down to come up. Excellent. Nice job. Let's do that again. Kick back, kick down to come up. Okay, let's continue. Let's kick it back, kick down to come up. One more time, then we'll come up to seated position, kick it back, and kick down to come up. Now, let's go ahead and straighten our legs out as we sit up nice and tall through our spine. Take the flesh out from under our sit bones. Shoulders are back and down. Imagine you're trying to reach up to the crown of your head, being pulled with a string up into the clouds. Help to elongate your spine, trying to correct your posture. Okay. Now keep your feet flexed and your knees in toward each other. Okay. So now we're going to move into a seated forward bend. We're going to reach our arms up high as we inhale. Okay, hinging from your hips to the flat back, come down. You can just place your hands behind your legs. Now, what I like to use when I go into a seated forward bend, okay, an old, a towel would work, or an old tie. Or a strap. I got a yoga strap as well, or just a strap alone. Okay, so remember, we're forward bend. So here's where you can place this over the arch of your feet, keeping your feet together, remember, forward. Do not round. Do not round your back. Think. Flat back as we inhale, we exhale, move forward. Then you can kind of wrap this around your hands, but keep your feet flexed so they're towards your knees. Very good. Okay? With each exhale, we're trying to go just a little bit further with the breath. So you'll feel a big stretch right behind your legs and behind the knees. Your hamstring muscles, and there's some more muscles that are pretty tight if they are really tight for you in that position. If you can't put your knees flat to the ground, bend at your knees like this. You keep them up, knees are bent, and then we fold. And then gradually over time, you can start to straighten your legs and have that flat back moving forward. Okay? If you'd like to just use your hands on your legs and don't have a yoga prop, you can just simply hold your shins, ankles, or feet. Each exhale, we fold. Now let's roll the head side to side. Ear to a shoulder, chin to your chest. Ear to your shoulder and chin to your chest. Just letting the muscles in the neck get a good stretch. Little half circles with your head. Okay, we'll slow the movement down with our head as we inhale, roll up through your spine, stacking like a string of pearls, one on top of the other. Shoulders are back and down. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and transition to, let me first go into a butterfly, a cobbler pose to help stretch out our hips. So I'll turn your direction, and the way we're going to do this is we sit up nice and tall, put the bottom of our feet together. Okay, as they are in close toward our groin or toward the hips. Now, as you're holding the bottom of your feet are together and you're holding to the top of your feet with your hands, or put your hands at your shins or ankles. And as we sit up nice and tall, shoulders are back and down as we inhale, we're going to exhale, fold forward, and you're going to try and press your legs down toward the ground. But you're moving forward through your legs with a flat back. Okay, so you're also trying to visualize your belly button going in towards your heels, and your nose moving forward over your toes. As you inhale, you're going to exhale, go just a little bit further, pressing those arms into the legs, relaxing with each breath as you continue. Breathing in, breathing out, challenge yourself going a little bit further. All that stretches out your inner thighs and opens up those hips.
Remember, when you are going forward, you're just trying to move forward, flat back. So do not...
Don't round your back and try and just hunch over the legs.
It's more beneficial with a flat back and move forward. Okay, so that's a great stretch for your hips. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and come up, straighten our legs out, and we're going to transition to where we're at a table. So we're going to bring our legs around and underneath us. So we place our hands right below our shoulders. Our knees are under our hips. Spread your fingers out like starfish. As you press into the ground with your hands, your back is flat. As we inhale, we're going to exhale, tuck the hips under, chin to our chest, and lift our back up high. Draw the navel under your ribs and toward your spine. Then we're going to inhale, reverse it. Tilt the hips up. We're going to look up into the sky, bringing the abdominals into the ground. So you're getting a good stretch through those stomach muscles. Exhale, let's round the back, lift it up high, chin to the chest, feel the shoulder blades slide apart. Then we reverse it as we inhale. Looking up, getting that good stretch into your neck as well. Shoulders, your arms. Okay, last time we're going to cat as we exhale. Inhale, let's reverse that. Very good. Neutral position of table. Now we're going to move into downward facing dog. This is a great stretch for your shoulders and stretches out the back of the legs. So this helps to strengthen the upper body as well. Now, you're going to go ahead and curl your toes under. As you inhale, you're going to lift up your knees, exhale, push back against your hands as you lift your hips up high, and try and bring those shoulders and head in toward your feet. Keep pressing back as you lift up high, and keep your back flat and your arms straight and strong. Breathe in and out. So now with those hips up high, pushing back against those hands, especially back against the thumbs and index fingers, your palms are flat onto the ground. If it's uncomfortable for your wrist, bring yourself to a fist. As long as you don't have any rings on, if you have any rings on, you may want to turn them around so don't cut into your fingers. Now lift the heel and lower heel like you're walking in place. Very good. Now feel that stretch in the back of your legs. If you're still tilting at the lumbar, lifting your hips up high. Like you get a rope wrapped around your hips and glutes, lifting your hips up high. Good. Okay, we're going to slow those legs down. Now let's go ahead and lift our right leg up. Okay. Now as we're lifting that up, your hands will be flat if they aren't. And now bend that right leg and bring it way over to your left side. As you're trying to lift your right knee, and your right hip up as high as you can. Continuing your breath. Keep driving that left heel to the ground. Now we're going to inhale, lift this leg. Exhale, bring both knees to the ground. Now, let's go ahead and bring the right leg up so that foot is in front of us. And we lunge into that heel. So we keep our right knee fixed over the right ankle. Okay, so let me give them a little adjustment. But anyways, go forward with our hips into that heel. Now bring both hands to your right knee. We come up. Going forward with the hips, our shoulders are back and down. We lean back just a few degrees. Good. Feel that stretch in your torso. Okay? Now you're welcome to reach your arms up. See how my arms are out of the shot now. It's because I need to figure out the adjustment on the computer to be able to make it a better shot, okay? I'm in a small room, but this is what I don't get to work with today. So let's go back into reverse bend, but your hips are still going forward into that right foot. Keep your right knee over your ankle. Feel that stretch in your left leg. You want to make sure that left leg is a good stretch as you slide it back.
Okay, now we're going to inhale, come up. Exhale, bring your hands down. Let's put our right hand down to the ground inside of that foot. So if you're following me and you can actually see what I'm doing, maybe your left foot is in front. That's okay, but just put, like if you're doing exactly what I'm doing, put your right hand down inside the foot. Now turn left and reach up and look up at that hand. So you're trying to line up your left hand through your shoulders down to your right hand. Okay, and if you're there, that's okay. If you'd like to take it a step further, curl the toes under with your left foot and then lift up that knee, keep it straight, and then turn your foot flat. But keep your hips low and moving into that right heel. You want to try and have your right thigh close to parallel to the ground as your hips are still going forward. So now it's a little balance and working into a little lunge. Okay, so looking up that left thumb as you breathe in and out. Okay, we're going to bring our left hand onto the ground. Now you can lift your left heel up as you're on the ball of your foot. Left hand is on the ground near the arch of the foot. Okay, as we inhale, we're going to exhale, turn to the right and reach up. Keeping that left heel up, keep going back with that heel, keep the leg straight, keep breathing and reaching through the fingertips. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and lower that right arm down as we exhale. Lower our left knee onto the ground. Now we're going to swing our right leg back around so we're back to our table. Now let's stretch out our low back, have the knees slightly wider than the hips, and push our hips back to our heels and rest our head onto the mat. Continuing your breath. Nice inhale and exhale. Feel that stretch in your low back as you're doing that. Arms could be in front, or you can have your arms next to your feet with palms up, or you could simply just place your hands under your head and let your head rest onto your hands. Inhaling and exhaling. This is a great restorative pose. Notice the nice stretch in your low back. As long as it doesn't bother your knees. If this bothers your knees at all, keep your hips up above those knees and then just lower your chest and reach your arms in front. And once again, if this bothers your knees, maybe you want to put a cushion or a towel underneath those knees or a yoga mat. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring the body up to a table. Now we have the other side to work with. So that's going to be our left leg. So curl the toes under first as we inhale. Okay, so now exhale and you're going to begin to lift your knees and hips up, pushing back against the hands, drop your chest toward the ground, toward the shoulders and your shoulders and head moving towards your feet. Okay, now we're going to lift our left leg up high and bring it to the right side as you bend that left leg. You're lifting up your left knee and left hip up as high as you can. Keep driving that right heel toward the ground. Stay strong for your arms. Okay, so now we're going to lift this leg up as we inhale. Exhale, place the left foot on the ground. Bring your knees to the ground. Now what we're going to do is start to move into bringing our left leg up to the foot's near the hand. And in front of us where the hands are, we move forward with our hips into that heel. Now you're keeping your left knee fixed over the ankle, keeping that left hand grounded inside of that foot as we inhale. Your right foot is flat onto the ground. We exhale, we turn to the right and reach up and look up at that hand. Continuing to move those hips forward. Okay, so now we're going to release the arm down as we exhale, putting that right hand on the ground as we inhale, or you could be on your fist with that right hand. That's up to you. It just depends on how comfortable it feels in that wrist. As we exhale, we turn to the left.
reaching up high, keep the arm straight, looking up at our left thumb, continuing the breath in and out. Now if you would like to curl the toes under with your right foot and lift that foot up, you can, which I didn't do on the other leg, but you could, or the other side. It's totally doable if you're able to, but keep your right leg straight. Okay, so these are very different moves that we can do for all levels, as I try to show a variety of poses here that all levels can do. Okay, so now lower your arm, lower your right knee down. Now, let's take that left leg back around. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and sit onto our sit bones, cross our legs. If you need to be sitting on a pillow or a blanket, that would be just as well. Okay, so now you're going to be in a cross-legged position. Take notice if you're sitting like this and it's hard on your knees, or if your knees are lifted up too high, put a pillow or a thick blanket underneath your hips, and it helps to elevate them, and then it'll help to drop your knees down. Okay? So, it'll be more comfortable. So what we're going to do is a seated twist. So we're going to go ahead and sit up tall. We inhale. Place that right hand to the outside of your knee. For you, it's going to be the opposite, so if you keep that in mind. Now your left hand is right behind you on the ground. And once again, if you're facing my direction, your right hand is behind you near your back. Now you can be on a fist or on your fingertips, whichever helps you achieve a tall, long spine. Exhale, we're going to turn to the left and look over the shoulder. Continuing to breathe in and out. Each inhale, you create more space and bring more air into your lungs, into the belly. Each exhale, you go deeper into the pose. And make sure that your eyes are moving far to the left side, helping to work those extraocular muscles as you breathe. Use that right hand to help turn your spine and that torso. And as you inhale, let's exhale, release, and come back around. And let's mirror the image. Now you're going to place your left hand to the outside of your knee, your right hand behind you. Okay, as we inhale, remember, it's the opposite for you if you're facing me. Exhale, we turn and look back over the shoulder. Keep pushing against that knee as you relax with each breath. Job. Nice inhales and exhales. Great. Now as we inhale, we're going to exhale, release, and come back around. Sit up nice and tall. Okay, so now let's go ahead and stretch our legs out a little bit, and we'll even out our hips. So keep in mind which leg you have it out in front. So mine right now is the left. So we're going to straighten out a little bit. Move them around. Flexing those feet, reach your arms up high as we inhale, fold forward as we exhale, hold on to the legs. Continuing to breathe in and out. Bring it back up. Okay, so my left leg was in front, so I'm going to bring my left foot in first. Then I'm going to bring my right foot. So now we're doing just balancing out our flexors. Okay? So now our move is going to be some shoulder openers to help relieve stress in your upper back and in your neck area. This is very common among women to have all that stress because either they're carrying their children or they're carrying their purse and it's slung over their shoulder and they're always using the same side. You've got to make sure you try to balance it out and do the other side as well because we want to have our bodies to be more symmetrical and strong on each side. Okay, so let's go ahead and start our shoulder openers, okay? So, shoulders back and down, we're tall through our spine, bringing the arms out to a T. Okay, and if this is uncomfortable for you to sit like this, you can straighten your legs out. That's totally fine. It's just not much of a stretch for your hips, okay? So keep that in mind. Okay, so arms are out to a T. You're going to overlap your arms. So I'm putting my right arm over my left arm. So my right hand is reaching back to my left shoulder. Left arm coming under my arm and holding onto that right shoulder. Dropping those shoulders and elbows down. We're always lengthening the spine. Okay, so now let's raise that top arm up. That would be the right arm for me. For you, if you're facing me, it's your left. Top arm goes up. Now keep that right arm coming across your body. Okay, so it's across the midpoint of the body. Now your left hand can stay to your shoulder. If you're okay with it, and you have the flexibility, maybe grab your thumb. Keep your wrist nice and straight with that right hand. Or if you're comfortable with it, put palm to palm. So notice my palm to palm. Okay, and remember, hand to shoulder. This is also the easy variation first. We inhale, we exhale, we lift. Up with the arms, and we're looking up at our hand, or hands if you have both. You know, you're always trying to bring that right arm across. So you feel the stretch in your upper back on the right side. Now you could bring your left hand to your thumb, or you can bring it palm to palm. Continuing your breath as you keep reaching up high. As you exhale, you're just reaching to the sky, elongate the spine, lengthen through it. Okay, we're going to exhale, lower the arms down. Remember, if your left hand is on that right shoulder, that's okay. Shoulders and elbows are down, shoulders away from the ears. Okay, you're going to turn your head to your left, and you're going to lower your chin in front of that shoulder. Continuing your breath, you're keeping that right arm up and coming across your body. Keep moving your hips toward the ground. Okay, we're going to inhale, raise the arms up. Now I'll hold my thumb this time. We're going to reach up high, looking up to the hand or hands. Now let's lower the arms and elbows down as we exhale. Let's turn our head to the right and lower the chin in front of that shoulder. Continuing to breathe. Maybe you're at palm to palm, which is okay, as long as you feel the stretch in the upper back and in your neck. Keep the shoulders and elbows moving down, but keep your spine stacked and tall. You're trying to lower your chin in front of the chest or in front of your shoulder. Great job. Okay, we're going to inhale, reach back up again. Exhale, bring it down. Okay, let's lower the arms. Bring the hands down. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and move into our pulling back position. So what we're going to do is we're going to lift our chest up as we inhale. Shoulders are back and down, you're looking up. Now you're going to exhale, round your back and pull back against your knees. So you go back, almost to the back of the room. So this is what it looks like from a side view. So inhale, we lift chest. Scoot forward on the hips. Exhale, we round the back and we go back. So it's just like that. Okay, inhale, we scoot forward and lift the chest. Exhale, we scoot back. Inhale, we lift the chest. Exhale, we scoot back. Push back against your knees. Your arms are long. Feeling a good stretch in the upper back. Inhale, we come up and sit tall. Okay, so now let's take our legs straight out in front as before. Okay, so knowing that my right leg was in front this time, now we're going to switch it. So we're going back to the other way. So move your feet a little bit, kind of loosen up your joints, loosen up those knees. Hey, you're doing good. I really hope to hear some feedback from you with the Pilates or the yoga session today. And I hope to help you out with more exercises. And be sure to leave me a comment or a comment here on my blog. And please log into your iTunes account and leave me a review. I would greatly appreciate it. And if I get a review from you, I'll even send you a free video that I have in my archives about flattening the stomach. A great or a PDF with different pictures of flattening the stomach. Okay? So we're going to do the other side. So let's go and bring that right leg in first. Then we bring the left. Okay, we sit up nice and tall, but we're moving those knees down. Remember, sit on the pillow if you need. Okay, we had the right arm on top before. Now arms are out to a T. sitting up tall, we're going to take the left arm over the body, right arm coming under, so the right hand is under your left arm, holding onto your shoulder, left arm on top, and you're holding your right shoulder. Just overlap them as best you can, trying to keep those elbows on top of each other. As you continue bringing your arms across your body, just giving your body a good hug. Everybody needs a nice hug nowadays, right? Well, you can at least hug yourself. If not, go out and hug someone else, too. Hug a family member, hug your girlfriend, hug your wife. Okay? Hug your brother, hug your sister. Everybody needs a hug nowadays, okay? So make sure you go and do that. That's your homework. Let's go ahead and get started with the next shoulder opener. We're going to lift that top arm up. Either hand can stay to your shoulder or be brought to your thumb. That's up to you, okay? Or palm to palm. We reach up high as we inhale. We exhale, we lower the arms down, we turn our head to the right, and we lower the chin in front of that shoulder. Keeping the spine stacked, keep moving those knees down as we breathe in and out. Relaxing with each breath. Those arms up high, we look up at our hands, stay tall through the spine. Exhale, bring those arms down, elbows and shoulders away from the ears. We turn our head to the left and lower the chin in front of that shoulder. You can just hold on to your left shoulder with your right hand. That's totally fine, as long as you keep bringing that right arm across your body. Feel that stretch in your upper back, continuing to breathe. Okay, let's begin to move. We inhale, we lift arms back up again. Just hold your thumb, or you can just keep your right hand on that shoulder as you keep bringing that left arm across that body. Nicely done. Relaxing your upper back. Relaxing those muscles. Releasing the arms down as we exhale. Put the hands back to our knees. Okay, we're going to do that scoop forward and back again. We inhale, we scoop up, lift the chest. Exhale, we go back, pull back against the knees. Stay long through your arms. Inhale, we scoop forward and lift the chest. Exhale, we scoop back, pull back against the knees. Do remember, you can be able to follow the whole video on Google Plus here on, and also on Facebook and Twitter, and also my blog. And then if you feel you are good with it, you can also go to iTunes and just listen to the podcast. Okay, just put headphones in your ears and listening to it as you go. Inhale, we scoop forward, lift the chest. Exhale, we scoop back, pull back against the knees. One more time, scooping forward as we inhale. Exhale, we scoop back as we exhale. Great, coming forward. Let's take those legs out straight in front of us again. Doing super. Nicely done. Now we're going to bring the legs under. You can sit on a pillow and stay where you are if you feel you need to. Okay, so now we're going to just sit up nice and tall. I'm just resting on my knees. You can sit on a pillow or stay in that cross-legged position. So now we're going to just do some slowing it down with some shoulder stretches and the neck, and call it a great class for today. Okay, shoulders. Let's go ahead and move shoulders up toward the ears, then go forward with them, and then back and down. Forward, up, back, and down. So a side view looks like this. Shoulders up, go forward with them, down, back, pinch the shoulder blades together, we lift them up, go forward with them, down, and back. So just big circles, as big as you can, and you relax with each breath. Okay, now let's go the other direction with those shoulders. Shoulders to the ears. Okay, let's go back now. Down, forward, up, back. Okay, so say we go forward, that's one direction. Let's go the other direction too. So this is the way we haven't gone, or maybe we went that way. We just want to make sure we do five one way, keeping good tall posture, and then let's go ahead and change it and go five the other direction. Keeping your shoulders moving back and down.
Good. Slowing that down, coming around and turning to center.
Okay, now we're going to stretch out the neck. We're going to bring chin to the chest and roll the head over to the left side, ear to your shoulder, feel the stretch on the right side, chin to your chest, and the head moves over to your right side. Ear to shoulder, chin to chest. Just moving the head in little half circles as you continue breathing, keeping your spine nice and tall. Great. Now we're going to slow it down. Stack your head on top of your spine. Lift your left arm up. Bring the head over to the left side and put that left hand to the right ear. As you inhale, you're going to exhale, bring the head farther to the left. Let the right hand be off to the side and move out to the side and lower that shoulder. Continue breathing. Relaxing with each breath. Okay, so now we're going to release the hand, lower the left arm down, bring your chin to your chest, roll it over to the right ear, bring chin to the chest and roll it back to the left ear. Okay, go back over to the right side with the head, raise that right arm up, place that right hand to your left ear, left hand off your leg and moves over to the side as you inhale. Exhale, bring that head over to the right side, let that left shoulder move down. Continuing to breathe in and out. Feel a nice stretch in the neck. Okay, let's release that hand, lower the arm, bring your chin to your chest, the head moving over to your left side, ear to your shoulder, lower the head, chin to your chest, ear over to the right side. Just continuing to move the head as you relax with each breath. Side to side. Slowing the head down. Bring your head up on top of your body. Fantastic, everybody. Well, I hope that was a good session for you as well as it was for me. I really hope to help you out with better health and fitness. Please do find me on the iTunes, in the iTunes store, and find my podcast. You can find me at Irvin Rue, Mind, Body, and Soul. And listen to my podcast. Please be logged into your account and leave me a review. I would greatly appreciate it. It'd be such a big help. And also, I hope to continue doing more live Google Hangouts here at my blog. And if you go to irvinrue.com, you'll also see other websites or my other brands as well. And I look forward to helping you out, so please send me an email or you can leave me a comment down below the video. You'll see the comment box down below. And it could be to the side, could be to the left, could be to the right, not sure. But do leave me a comment. I would love to hear some feedback from you and see how I can be able to help you out and help you achieve better health and better well-being. Once you start practicing yoga, you're going to be finding this is the fountain of youth. And you can do it until you're old. So this way it's low impact on your joints. You can increase your flexibility, your range of motion, and help reduce and relieve back pain. As there's many different benefits to this. So I look forward to helping you out and seeing you in the next video or even helping you out with the next audio. Thanks, everybody. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Be happy and be healthy. Get fit and get moving. Take care, everyone. Thanks again, and have a great day, okay? Bye-bye.